Do you still attend church in this community?
When I can. Last 9 years, my wife has Alzheimer's bad now. And so I haven't got to go like I want to. We go once in a while when she feels like it, but not like we want to. Mm-hmm.
Here in Roswell, are there any special types of things that happen during weddings?
That happen during the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there always was weddings, but they all seem to be from the, and at churches. But it would be mostly, more so, members of each, whoever church he was at, more so of those people, Methodist, Baptist, whatever. And we, at that time, we had 2 Baptist churches, still have, here in town. And everybody's from, have grown, most of them have grown up there in those churches. And then they have all these people that have moved in. They're moving into the churches, which is fine. Churches get bigger and bigger due to all this.
Would you say that people here in the community tend to marry other people from within the community?
You know, they do. But I think it's more so out of town, maybe not, I don't mean out of different cities and this and that, I just mean that out of town, maybe the one lived in Atlanta or something like that, Marietta, and you know. But they didn't just group together and marry, it was kind of like a, I don't know what you would call it, it wouldn't be a cult or anything like that, they just, kind of stay with their own, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Was it more that way when you were younger?
Yes, because we didn't have the transportation and the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you went, even if you had to take a pair of mules and a wagon. You was, that's where you went.
How would you, when you were, say, in your 20s, and you were going to Atlanta, what was the type of transportation?
Well, if you didn't have it, it was tough. Because back when I come on, there was very, as I told you, very, very few cars. You see one now and then. But in that became a real popular thing. I guess it seemed like they just multiplied towards the automobile. And everybody had one. So everybody had to have a car to get around because the horse and buggy things done had its day then. So that's the way they traveled. Buses had bus come from Delonga down every morning and every night coming back up would be the Delonga bus.
There have been several major events, historical events, that have happened during your lifetime. How would you say Prohibition changed Roswell?
I guess maybe it put more people trying to live right. Because they're going to get caught if they didn't, you know. And some didn't.